We're glad to present your speaker, Brother V.E. Howard.
Great is Diana, the God of the Ephesians, was the wailing cry of the disgruntled, unhappy Ephesians who had been stirred up by Demetrius, the silversmith, whose ungodly business had been greatly damaged because the truth of the Lord had exposed their ungodly worship and the unholy practice of commercializing religion by making and selling shrines of Diana, the goddess of the Ephesians. Listen to this divine record in Acts 19, verses 23 through 27 and verse 34. And about that time there arose no small stir concerning the way, for a certain man named Demetrius, a silversmith, who made silver shrines of Diana, brought no little business unto the craftsmen, whom he gathered together with the workmen of like occupation, and said, Sirs, ye know that by this business we have our wealth. And ye see and hear that not alone at Ephesus, but almost throughout all Asia, this Paul hath persuaded and turned away much people, saying that there are no gods that are made with hands. And only is there danger of our trade coming into disrepute, but also that the temple of the great goddess Diana may be made of no account, and that she should even be deposed from her magnificence, whom all Asia and the world worshipeth. And then the statement, But when they perceived that he was a Jew, all with one voice about the space of 2 hours cried out, Great is Diana of the Ephesians! When Demetrius the silversmith and other craftsmen like him saw that their wealth was being diminished, which they drew from the people who were ignorantly worshipping idol gods, they were greatly disturbed. In fact, they were filled with wrath and cried out, Great is Diana of the Ephesians! Verse 24 of Acts 19 declares that business was very bad for these money schemers, who lived in wealth off the religious ignorance of the people, after the men of God exposed their false and superstitious religion. Yes, business was bad for these money schemers, after the people began to learn the truth. They were hurting, and in anger began to cry, Great is Diana of the Ephesians! We're not surprised today, ladies and gentlemen, to hear false teachers and religious money schemers cry, Great are our gods, when their false doctrines and deceptive practices are exposed. You can hear them cry. Evidently, business is not so good for religious racketeers when honest and sincere people begin to learn the truth. False teachers and preachers who live sumptuously off the superstition and religious ignorance of people will cry loudly and resort to radical methods and efforts to sustain themselves when their ungodly teachings and practices are exposed. When Paul came to Athens, as recorded in Acts 17, he declared, Ye men of Athens, in all things I perceive that you are very religious, but as I passed along and observed the object of your worship, I found also an altar with the inscription, To an unknown God. What therefore you worship in ignorance, this I set forth unto you. The God that made the world and all things therein, he being the Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is he served by men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing himself giveth to all life and breath and all things. The apostle furthermore declared, Being then the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone, graven by art and device of man. The times of ignorance therefore God overlooked, but now he commandeth men that they should all everywhere repent, inasmuch as he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead. One time the apostle said, God overlooked or winked at ignorance, but now he commands all men everywhere to repent. Ignorance, my friends, will be no excuse when we stand before God in the judgment. Superstition and religious ignorance today, in many cases, only serves to support the ungodly false teachers and religious racketeers. When Paul exposed and reproved the religious deceivers at Ephesus, it is said in Acts 19:19 that not a few of them that practiced magical arts, brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. What a wonderful thing it would be today if all the false teachers, fake healers, and religious racketeers would have a good general book burning and repent and turn to God. If all the human creeds and disciplines, if all the books and magazines claiming miraculous and magical healings of incurable diseases, if all the healing cloths and all other deceptive methods of magical arts were all burned, as was done at Ephesus, what a glorious event it would be. But, my friends, when one exposes and reproves the false teachers with their human creeds, together with their practice of magical arts and false and deceptive claims of miraculous healings, they begin to cry out, "Great is our God, Diana of today. Great is the God of ignorance." Especially will you hear this cry of the false teachers when their business is hurt, when the people learn the truth about their false and deceptive practices and no longer support the false practitioners with their money. You know, old Demetrius and his crowd really stirred up the people when their business got bad and their wealth diminished. In wrath and anger they cried, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians!" Beloved, you can still hear that same cry of Demetrius and his deceived patrons today. What did Demetrius and his fellow craftsmen care about Diana of the Ephesians? Don't you know their primary concern was the money they gained from their superstitious and idolatrous worship? I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, what do these false teachers and electronic religious racketeers in the world today care about anyway? What do they care about your worship? What do they care about your soul? What do they care about your sickness, your problems, and your distress? Oh, yes, from their appeals and promotion, one would think that they would die for those whom they would keep from dying because of sickness and misfortune. They specialize in healing the sick, but not any of them specialize in raising the dead. But did you know that Jesus said the dead should be raised in the very same verse that he said the sick should be healed? You will read that in your Bible in Matthew chapter 8 and verse 10. Cut off the money. Cut off the honor and glory to the modern Demetrius, and you will see what they are concerned about. The modern-day Demetrius is more concerned about trying to appeal to somebody who is sick or in distress, or someone who is attempting to worship God in ignorance, than they are concerned about reaching the soul of man with the gospel of Christ in order to save that soul. You know why? Because the business pays them well. Some have gathered fortunes through their false doctrines and religious racketeering practices. "Great is the God of ignorance," they should cry. They do not want you to know the truth, because then their fortunes are gone. Their positions of honor and glory and their positions of wealth are gone when honest and sincere men and women learn the truth about their religious schemes and gimmicks and cease to support their false doctrines and practices. It is almost unbelievable what men will do in the name of religion for selfish gain. Yes, Demetrius and his promoters were greatly disturbed when their rackets were exposed during New Testament times. There are many modern Demetriuses today. You can hear over radio and TV almost any kind of these modern religious cults and deceivers today. They are constantly promoting plans and schemes in the name of religion to get your money. They even have the audacity to claim God as their partners in their religious racketeering schemes for money. They will tell you that they fast and pray until they say they get hold of God, as if they have to make a deal with God and get Him in on their deceitful stunts and promotions. They might have you believe that their God is reluctant to go along with them sometime. They may even claim to go up to the mountaintop or out on a ranch somewhere, where they can plot schemes and promotions in secret with their gods. Once they have hatched up their money-making schemes, then they rush to the microphone to tell the poor, innocent people that God has revealed to them a new scheme, a new deal, healing of incurable diseases, how to get a job, how to make more money, how to make your crops be more productive. Just send a few dollars with your seed to be planted. But the catch and the objective of all these deceptive schemes is to get money for themselves. Oh, yes. They will tell you that you are giving your money to the Lord, and the Lord really needs it, and if you will send your money to God in care of them. These great performers will see that your diseases will be healed, and your bank account will be increased. They fail to tell you, however, that they do all the bookkeeping for their gods, that they are all the ones that are spending the money for their gods. They don't tell you the truth, that all this religious business is their own business, schemes to get more money and to make themselves millionaires in some cases. They don't tell you God has nothing to do with it, except condemn them as fakes and imposters. One of the recent religious schemes is to appeal to all unemployed people in the United States, promising them jobs and increasing salaries. If only the unemployed will send a part of their cake in the form of $20 bills, $10 bills, $5 bills, or even a $1 bill. My friends, that is a fake partner with God. What do you think about this? Suppose our president would appoint one of these fakes and imposters to his cabinet in charge of the unemployed. Then let the religious schemers and his God solve the unemployment problem. Maybe the president has not heard about the magic power of these fakes and imposters, the modern-day Diana of the Ephesians, who claim partnership with God, who can cure all your troubles with a few $20 bills or a $10 bill or a $5 bill. What a mockery of God. Ladies and gentlemen, be not deceived. Are you listening? God is not mocked. These deceivers and imposters will receive their reward in the judgment day. Now just listen to them cry, "Great is God, our God of the Ephesians, our God Diana," because they are exposed. Concerning false teachers, this is what God said through the inspired Apostle Paul. Listen, "For such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, fashioning themselves into apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for even Satan fashioneth himself into an angel of light. It is no great thing, therefore, if his ministers also fashion themselves as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." 2 Corinthians 11, verses 13 through 15. The Apostle John warned in these words, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but prove the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." 1 John 4, verse 1. Ladies and gentlemen, hear me. Are you listening? Do you realize the serious consequences of following after false doctrines? Listen to the words of my Lord. "This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching as their doctrine the precepts of men." Matthew 15, verses 8 and 9. And again the Master said, "Every plant which my heavenly Father planted not shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They are blind guides. And if the blind guide the blind, both shall fall into a pit." Matthew 15, verses 13 and 14. To follow the doctrines and commandments of men is to suffer the loss of your soul in torment. Hear the Apostle Paul as he warned the Lord's people, "If ye died with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourself to ordinances? Handle not, nor taste, nor touch, all which things are to perish with the using, after the precepts and doctrines of men." Colossians 2, 20, 22. If you're concerned about the destiny of your soul, you have no alternative but to believe and obey the truth. Jesus declared, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John 8, verse 32. You must refuse the doctrine and commandments of men and obey the truth only. To disobey the gospel is to be lost. This is what the Bible says. "And to you that are afflicted, rest with us at the revelation of the Lord Jesus from heaven with the angels of his power in flaming fire, rendering vengeance to them that know not God, and to them that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus, who shall suffer punishment, even eternal destruction, from the face of the Lord and from the glory of his might." 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 through 9. the proponents of false doctrines and deceitful practices may cry, "Great is Diana, the great god of ignorance." But remember, Paul declared, "The time of ignorance therefore God overlooked, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent." In the language of Paul, may I say to you of our great audience, am I become your enemy by telling you the truth? I trust that is not the case with you, but you will appreciate these truths and resolve to do the will of God and not follow after the doctrines and precepts of men. Remember, the inspired Apostle Peter declared,